on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
1952.
The Time Machine takes us back to 1952. What were things like on the coast side back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, second request for harbor breakwater funds. Local congressmen have once again requested funds to create a stormwater protected harbor at Half Moon Bay. Over $5 million are needed to construct two breakwaters, each more than 4,200 feet in length and each in form of an L. If approved, the U.S. Army engineers would like to start the project in 1954. And tunnel proposed for Pedro Mountain. A report has been issued by the Highway Committee of the County Chamber of Commerce asking for a study to build a tunnel to bypass Devil Slide. If approved, the proposal will be forwarded to the state for consideration. Local elementary school teacher recognized Mrs. Marbelle Valadeo has guided two generations of Coastside youngsters through rigors of arithmetic and reading. Born on the Coastside, she has taught young students for 38 years. She started her career at Higgins Elementary School, 25 students in the small, small schoolhouse with just one teacher. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Well, folks are still talking about this year's Pumpkin Festival, and in a very good way. Here's my wrap-up for the 53rd Pumpkin Festival event. First of all, the weather was sunny, and just right. The crowd loved the Grand Marshal, four-time Super Bowl champion 49er Jesse Sapolo. It was so cool. Jesse posed with my 9-year-old son Carter for a photo, and then he said, "Hang on, wait a minute." Jesse pulled off his ring and put it on Carter's fingers so he got to pose with the Super Bowl ring on his finger. Carter loved it. The craft vendors were extremely pleased with sales. Many travel from very far away to come to this festival. As for the food nonprofits, many sold out early, which is a good sign. This means many of our worthy nonprofits in town will have nice revenues for a great local cause. The pumpkins got carved and the pumpkin pie got eaten and the music folks rocking and applauding. It was really awesome. Overall, the festival of 2025 was a great success. I'm very grateful for the hardworking fellow board members that I have on the Pumpkin Festival Committee. The matriarch of our committee, Beverly Ashcraft, Treasurer Mel Mello, Vice President Naomi Patridge. We also have board members Susie Marassi, Donna Dexter, Suzanne Bruce, Jennifer Jepson, and Heidi Kuiper. And our event coordinator who did a great job, Ronan Fowler. Special thanks this year to Supervisor Ray Mueller and the City Manager Matthew Chittister who help us get our sheriff bills under control. So the big summary and takeout on this is the Pumpkin Festival for 2025 was an awesome event. Keep calm and pumpkin on. World War II ended in 1945. By 1952, America is involved, along with UN forces, in another war, trying to push back North Korea after they invade the South. Here at home, Americans are prospering, with the average worker earning $3,400 a year. 3 out of 5 families own a car. 2 out of 3 families now have a telephone. And 1 of 3 homes has a television. Average woman in America will be married by 20 and looking forward to raising a family. Fast food restaurants are growing in popularity, and the scourge of polio hit 50,000 people. The world's first passenger jet is produced in England, signaling the start of faster and cheaper air travel. Speaking of the United Kingdom, Elizabeth II becomes queen upon the death of her father, George VI. Britain announces it has the atomic bomb, and an estimated 4,000 to 12,000 die from respiratory tract infections in just 4 days as a deadly thick smog lays over London. The cost of living is good. Rents running about $80 a month. Hamburger meat is 53 cents a pound and gas is, wait for it, 20 cents a gallon. Popular films include The African Queen and Singin' in the Rain. American Bandstand premieres on Philadelphia TV station with DJ Bob Horn as the host. Hit records are tabulated three ways: best sellers in stores, most played by DJs, and most played in jukeboxes. They are a family group from Ohio, and everyone likes their number one hit. Here's the Mills Brothers and Glowworm.
Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Lead us less too far, we wonder. Love's sweet voices calling yonder. Shine, little glowworm, glimmer, glimmer. Hey there, don't get dimmer, dimmer. Light the path below above and lead us on to love.
Cincinnati, she is known to many as America's sweetheart, and her fans have made this song a number one hit. Here's Doris Day with A Guy Is a Guy.
I walked down the street like a good girl should. He followed me down the street like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy. Listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. I walked to my house like a good girl should. He followed me to my house like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen while I tell you what this fella did to me. I never saw the boy before, so nothing could be sillier. At closer range his face was strange, but his manner was familiar. So I walked up the stairs like a good girl should. He followed me up the stairs like I knew he would, because a guy is a guy wherever he may be. So listen and I'll tell you what this fella did to me. Yes.
Thank you for joining us for another ride in the KHMB Time Machine. Until next time and next week, I'm Cameron Palmer.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the field.